Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kristen Chivago is here. Kristen has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She was the first woman to sell a machine shop tool company in the U.S. How about that? She's now the revenue coach. She's founder of Chivago Partners, a digital marketing firm. She's the author of a five-star book called Roadmap to Revenue, which I'm looking at my copy right here, which I'm very happy to have. And she's our good friend, Kristen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back on the show. You're always welcome here. Hey, Kristen, you've been working on something you call digital transformation, and I wanted you to talk to us about that. So my first question is that like being exercised? Is that like an exorcism?
Yeah. Well, it feels like it sometimes when you're running a business, that's for
yeah.
sure. It's not
yeah.
easy.
Well, and it's not only and one of the things, and as I was telling you off air, and as some of my audience knows, my article, my column this week was about this. I mean, I think folks in our generation, and when I say generation now, I mean anybody who's alive in the marketplace today, anybody who's still, mm-hmm. you know, making it happen in the marketplace, whether you're 80 or 18, this generation is the generation that's never had to, no other generation before has ever had to deal with the compression of innovation that we have right now. We've gone from carbon paper to quantum in 60 years, 70 years. Nobody's ever had to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say nobody in the future is going to have to do that. So that's making this transformation thing you're talking about. It makes it seem like sometimes, well, what's wrong with me? But the truth is there's nothing wrong with you, is there?
No, it's a very difficult thing. And, you know, it's hard running a business anyway. People who haven't done it don't realize how difficult it is. One of the biggest problems is just the human nature aspect of running a business. If you have a weakness, that weakness is magnified exponentially as you go about your business day. So if you take your eye off one part, then the other part suffers. So that's a big, big lesson I've learned over the last couple of years running this company, is I really have to be honest with myself about weaknesses and hire people who are very good in those areas. The trouble with this digital transformation is if you hire people who know a lot about a particular aspect of it, like a coder or somebody developing websites or whatever, what people don't realize until they've had some very bad experiences is that each person has learned certain things. And so when they recommend that your company ought to use this tool or this application or whatever, they're biased.
Right.
It isn't necessarily the right thing for your business.
What they pull off the shelf,
what
they pull off the shelf to help you with, what they pull off the shelf to help you with is what they've got. It's their paradigm.
Exactly.
It's their paradigm about that solution. It might not be yours. Give us your definition of digital transformation.
I think it's when everything you do, communication with customers and your staff, vendors and so on, interaction with them and transactions are all done digitally. To me, that's digital transformation.
Let me tell you a quick story. I met a guy one time who builds greenfield paper mills for a paper company, and he just built one. And I asked him what's about some of the new things about this new plant. This is a few years ago, and I said, how many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their job? And I said not just a digital dial, but an actual thinking, you know, device of some kind in the direct performance of their job in your paper mill. He said 100% in a paper mill.
Mm-hmm.
That's digital transformation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And everything has to be, if you're really succeeding, and that's a great story, because if you're really succeeding at it, the experience of your customer is seamless. All the data that you have about your customer as you go through the relationship is before they buy, during the purchase, after they buy, and so on, is it all feels like one thing to them. There's no data hiding somewhere that isn't integrated. And so there's a big emphasis on integration right now, and that also has its own problems. It's getting more and more complicated.
The trick for us as small business owners to make sure that we don't lose our special sauce is for all that information in this digital transformation process, all that information, that's what it becomes for us. It doesn't become something that we make our customers weed through. It becomes information for us that we then convert into how we deal with support our customers and as often as we can face-to-face, right? Because, you know, one of the things I've told people for 20 years now, Kristen, is never let your – if you're a small business owner, never let them touch your technology unless there's something in it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very good advice.
Because if you have this transformation, all this new information you're talking about, and you blast that out to them, well, you might as well be a Fortune 100 company, which has no special sauce.
Yeah, it has to be a supporting role, and the tricky part about that is you have to be working on it constantly in the background. You have to have an app whisperer on staff who can help you find the right solutions without bias, you know, looking at tools like Captera and G2 Crowd, where you can see what real experiences people have had with real applications. That's so important.
Right.
And be able to analyze this particular application versus that, because we all are running our businesses on apps now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all out in the cloud.
Mostly, yeah.
And absolutely. The cloud is just a bunch of servers sitting in a data center somewhere. I'm starting to realize.
A bunch of data centers, thousands of data centers around the world. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And people think, I saw a question online where somebody was saying, well, when will the cloud replace data centers? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. The cloud is data centers.
That's exactly right. What do you think the cloud is anyway? Yeah. Hey, I need your website, Kristen.
Yeah. It's zhivagopartners.com.
Right.
And Zhivago is Z-H-I-V as in Victor, A-G-O, zhivagopartners.com.
All right. So
have a bunch of new podcasts on there, too, that people be interested. It's called Go Digital or Die.
Is audio or video?
Baby Boom. It's a podcast.
Okay,
actually, we're doing video on
you
that.
You got some video? Well, folks, if you get a video, you're going to want to go there and see Kristen face-to-face. It's worth the trip. Quick break. Right back with Kristen Zhivago. We're going to talk about the budgeting part of this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.